This is Music Time in Africa with me, Bayle Odidi, here in Nairobi, sitting in for my dear friend, Heather Maxwell. She's been so kind to allow me to fill in her big boots just for this 1 week, so we're going to make the most of it. I'll make sure you got a great time as usual with my playlist of top sounds from right across the continent and the African diaspora, playing for the first half hour, and then we'll check in on the music streaming charts in Uganda and find out what's been the number one song in Kampala this week. What are they dancing to across the border? We'll find out. Then, as Heather promised you last week, a very interesting conversation and live music with that amazing couple from Mali, Amadou and Mariam. Later, we come back to Nairobi to catch up with Charisma, singer-songwriter and one of the big talents to emerge from Kenya in the last few years. He's got an amazing debut album that's just dropped, and he'll tell us more about his music, his career, and so much more. So that's about the size of our show. We've got no time to waste. Let's get started with another big album that's just been launched this week here in Nairobi. It's the rapper Octopizzo, and the track is called Zoea. Now see if you can recognize the sample from a classic song which is used on this track. Rapper Octopizzo with a track Zoea from his new album Kich Kaliech, which just dropped this week. He says that title means that when people unite, then they create an unstoppable force. Remember, I asked you to try and identify the song sampled in that track. It's a classic by the Congolese Sukus legend Kanda Bongo Man called Inde Muni. You remember that song from way back? That must have been 1990. I mean, there was just a wave of Sukus and Kwasa Kwasa around Africa, and it's been used to such good effect by a whole new generation. I love that sample. Octopizzo and Zoea. This is Music Time in Africa with me, Bill, and I'm in for Heather this week. And coming up in about 5 minutes, some smooth R&B by an artist called Manana from the Kingdom of Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland in Southern Africa. But guess what? Since we mentioned the DRC a little while back, how about we play this new song from one of the absolute giants of contemporary rumba, Koffi Olomide, from his 2024 album Platinum Volume 2, featuring one of the rising stars in the DRC, Gaz Mawete. This track is called Ezapasi.
closer. The little things matter the most.
My name is Manana. I'm from Eswatini. The song I'd like you to hear from my album Our Broken Hearts Mend is called Little Things.
It's the little things that matter. Like the pretty wings on butterflies. They can't fly without them. They would die without them. That's how I feel about you. The way you steal my jacket when it's cold and turn and hug me just to keep me warm. It doesn't really work, but I don't even mind it. 'Cause you laugh at my jokes when they're getting old. I hope we grow the same. And a flower needs a seed. It's the seconds that make up eternity. That's you and me. Mm-hmm. That's you and me.
Very smooth and very soulful. The artist's name is Manana. His official name is Ndumiso Manana. He comes from the kingdom of Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland in Southern Africa. And that amazing new track is called Little Things from his debut album, Our Broken Hearts Mend. 16th of August 2024 was the release date. Reminds me of that late 90s neo-soul vibe of American artists like D'Angelo. You remember that era? I'm sure you do. You're with Music Time in Africa with me, Bale Odidi, sitting in for Heather. And speaking of Heather, her interview with Amadou and Mariam is on the way in the second half of the show. And I'm sure you're so looking forward to that, plus some live music from that amazing couple from Mali. And later, from right here in Nairobi, the amazing new talent of Charisma, an artist to keep an eye out for because he's so good, as you'll find out later. Before we get into those big conversations, I've got so much more amazing sounds to dip into from my playlist. From the Ivory Coast, Dobe Gnahore, big new hip-hop star from Tanzania called Young Lunye. And this one is from two of the most successful Afrobeat stars from Nigeria. This is a dream collaboration, I tell you. Ashake and Wizkid. And this is so good. It's called MMS. Don't worry, I'll tell you what that stands for shortly. For now, just immerse yourself in the music.
Oh, yeah. wash up on the time, wash up on the time. When I just did try, when I just did try. When I drop a song, I go need to dance. I did what I could get it, I did pay my price. Then I find the sound among all the sounds. I no get a name, I no sing a sound. Sound, sound, Mr. Money sound. I want the precise, I want the precise.
I be like militant, military, military, match up my enemy. Vigilant, vigilant, give me Lord, I dey on your knees. Cemetery, cemetery, keep away, don't die, people cemetery. Life is not easy, I know it's not easy, just to be the company.
For my city gone. You know be run from who you are. Man, waiting go be man is cast in stone.
Motuka long power salute. Oh, why titi mo de sham you. I do bello long to come yo. Kale ma shun, kale shika de ma yo.
Oh, you're long. Oh, you're long. My mama leave me, yeah, you know long. Lost myself and I found my purpose. Yeah, every day I know that I am blessed. So tonight we go to love me. Yeah, they can do me. Not in my no face. Survive today. These kind things in our life we do.
Nice. I just love the horns. The vocals are so mesmerizing. It's just a great song. Fresh off his new album, Lungu Boy. There's Ashake featuring Wizkid and MMS, which sounds for Mr. Money Sound. Now you know, Ashake, whose real name is Ahmed Ololade, says Wizkid has been such an inspiration to him and he was just waiting for the right song to invite him for a collaboration. Lungu Boy is Ashake's third album and as he says, the album explains his early beginnings in music and how that shaped him into the person he's becoming. Lungu Boy is my heritage, he says, and culture spreading to the rest of the world. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with me, Bayo Ludid, here in Nairobi. So grateful that Heather allowed me to sit in for her. Remember that interview with Amadou and Mariam and all that live music they played while on tour, which was recorded just a little while back, maybe a few weeks ago, is coming up in just a few minutes' time, so stay tuned. But first, Young Lunya from Tanzania to come in a few minutes, and this song from the Ivorian Queen, Dobed Knahore, is simply great. The album is called Zuzu. It was released a few months ago. And check out this song called Gni, which means river in the Bete language. And she sings of the power of the water to nurture and inspire. I promise you, you'll love it.
Yo, Mambo Vipi, this is Young Lunya from Tanzania rapping East Africa. As this month is Apple Music's Up Next artist, listen to my track Nduki featuring Dacha Veli off my debut album Boozy. We out here, let's go.
Duki nduki, duki nduki, natoka nduki. Duki nduki, natoka nduki, hama upibyo ni kuti. Duki nduki, natuwa nduki, kama nikitumba na bunduki. Duki nduki, duki nduki, duki nduki.
Duki nduki, match made up on the fourth is Duki. Two guns in the back of the hookie, I aim this one, I ain't shooting a movie. Wanna see how I slide like Tusi? Just pulled up with a big man Duki.
Duki nduki,
duki nduki, duki nduki.
Suti suti nimegonga suti ulizi ni mkali unigusi chuki chuki thamani ya mchanga kwa kujazia vifusi juicy juicy bay imepanda juicy juicy domana tukisogea wana tunaga nuksi nuksi kwa tole tagi mapoza nataka topiga vipala of course mipila nataka kugonga na ngosi sisi ndo kiboko za mabitosi na ipo wazi 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 mtu kazi kwa hiyo hapa kazi kazi nateka watu kaje mpazi tagi tagi na undoka na shazi shazi oh god oh my god lauma mzigo si ubebi kisho cha moto kiko na ganzi akili na waza mabegi vifua vyetu vinatembea na siri ambazo baby ndo maana wakipi mamoto wanapotiaga vibaya videdli nani kama sisi ambao ni wanyama kama sisi wanajua kuchanika kama sisi atakaribiane na sisi tumejikomba tumejipata cheza na kote chana na cheni kuwaka kuchezea pesa ndo mchezo naotaka mwendo ni mchaka 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 tuko duki nduki duki nduki natoka nduki duki nduki natoka nduki hama upibyo ni kuti duki nduki na uto nduki kama nikitumba na bunduki duki nduki duki nduki duki nduki
duki nduki match made up on the fourth is Duki. Two guns in the back of the hoopty, I aim this one, I ain't shooting a movie. Wanna see how I slide like Tusi? Just pulled up with a big man Duki.
Duki and Duki.
Duki and Duki and Duki and Duki. I just took a left turn on up block, not leaving till this road gets locked up. Three man hot out, four little whips. I know the neighbors heard was gunshots. No love for a pagan, he fought on my pagan. I'm trying to put you in the wood box. Can't take off this mask like Future. S for both, we block with my hood on. He got shot and he told us. Big 4-4 at your door like, what's up? G19, leave a hole in your jumper. Now let that shit burn like Usher. Your boyfriend on pissy, a sucker. Them boy don't want no more holler. I stay on my grind, crusher. Got that if you need it, holler. It's Gucci, Gucci. Do I look like I'm left off a bad and bougie? Bad
dog. Duki Nduki, hip hop from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Young Lunya from his album Boozy. And that track features the British rapper Dacha Veli. Things are really looking up for Young Lunya, the Tanzanian rapper and songwriter who uses his music to speak about gang violence, police brutality, and other day-to-day realities of life in his home country of Tanzania. During the month of August, he's been named for the Up Next Artist Development Program in East Africa. We love his flow, so the sky really is the limit for this East African artist. You're with Music Time in Africa with Bill sitting in for Heather. Come on now, let's get on our feet and dance.
Tous à causer là, à l'avenir. Tous à causer là, bas changement. Tous à causer là, maintenant vous échangez. Tous à causer la vie et l'eau, tous et l'indépendance, tous et la paix, la gloire, tous et la justice, égale et l'eau, tous et l'indépendance, tous et la paix, la gloire, tous et la justice, égale et l'eau.
That's a multinational group comprising musicians from the DRC, England, Italy, France, Argentina, and New Zealand, brought together by their love for Afrobeat. And they combine jazz and funk, rock and pop. We played that track from their 2024 album, Esengo. The group is called the London Afrobeat Collective. Topesa Esengo na Motema. That is so catchy. I was on my feet the whole time that track was playing. The title simply means, let's give joy to the heart in Lingala. Okay, as promised, we're going to hear Heather's conversation with Amadou and Mariam that was recorded during their recent tour to the US. Later, we'll come back to Nairobi to meet the young singer-songwriter who's taking East Africa by storm. He's known as Charisma. So lots to look forward to in the second half of the show. But first, you know, Heather regularly plays you the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US. But since I'm in the hot seat today, how about we check out what's happening on the streaming charts in East Africa? And I'll take you next door to Kampala, Uganda. And this song has been number one on the daily Apple Music charts for the top songs in Uganda throughout the week. Introducing Elijah Kitaka with Dawa.
No, take a put you pie. Take a go sweet medication. Me and me a shida gun.
Motima Gilam sound.
On the zone, Kwano Moons. What could you go to sing about? Someone say a big amid. I know Yamasini Basay. Hakuna Dawa. Baby, you're the only one. Tabula dagala mupiso boot. Tunula mo for me tamo ma doctor. Kamata for me te daga. Episo di kwa tabulunji doctor. Shake before using it. Shake before using a dagala. Yeah. Onda zomu kwa no moot. Kwa kukuko kusinga bat. Nsomo se emiga bitch. Nanonya maxine paste idi. Hakuna dawa.
That's an absolutely amazing artist from Uganda. It's a new name, but one that you're going to hear in the weeks and months ahead. Elijah Kitaka with a song called Dawa. It's the most streamed song in Uganda this week, according to the Apple Music charts for that country. Dawa, as you might know, is a Swahili word for medicine. So he's basically using that as a metaphor when he says, I'm your medicine. I absolutely love it. Music time in Africa with me, Bill. And now we turn to that conversation with that very famous couple from Mali. It's Amadou and Mariam. And they spoke to Heather recently while on their US tour.
Married nearly 50 years. Wow. Many, or at least most, celebrity couples who are married just don't make it this long. What is your secret?
On salue tout le monde d'abord. C'est vrai, ce que vous avez dit, on est mariés depuis plus de 50 ans.
Greetings to everyone, first of all. It's true what you say. We've been married for more than 50 years. We get along, we listen to each other. You can't be married for 50 years without problems. We listen to each other, We try to solve our problems together. We manage together. That's our secret.
The fundamental is having the respect for each other and to understand that what's important to one is important to the other. And to say that we are husband and wife, that we have a mission, we love each other because we make music together, we travel together everywhere, we listen to each other, especially we try not to get angry at each other.
Yes, that's right.
Early, we try to calm each other, especially.
That's all.
Show.
Do you have a love song about your love story?
We have a lot of love songs about our love, yes, because we started with that. Because after being at the Institute for the Young Blind to raise awareness for people about problems that the disabled were facing, we started singing love songs for ourselves. But then people started knowing them in Europe with Je Pense à Toi, especially, and other songs also like Chanté, like Djaïnba. There are a lot of love songs we sing.
Yes, that's true.
We've sung a lot of songs.
A lot of love songs.
Savali?
Ah oui, Savali, ça veut dire la patience. Mm.
Et... Oh yes, Savali. Savali means patience. And when one is patient, they can have a lot of things. Like us, we were really patient because when we were in Mali, we did a lot of concerts all over Mali. Back then, there were no recording studios. We went to Côte d'Ivoire because people said that if you go there, you'll have a lot of things. So we went there. We had studios, we worked, and we released cassettes. There was a producer there who looked for me. We were on TV, so a producer came to find me. He said he wanted to work with us, so we worked together. At that time, it was cassettes. So we released cassettes, and they were successful. So we did concerts everywhere. Honestly, we were a huge hit. They said that we could go to France, too. So we went to France. So honestly, it really worked. So how do you keep your health and your vigor? I met you about 10 years ago and you look even better now than you did before. Oh, as for health, in any case, my health isn't as good as before. I have osteoarthritis. I travel a lot, but I do my concerts calmly. I love doing music. I'm in it anyway, for the time being.
It's still working anyway. We have health problems that are not so bad that we can't do our work. So we try to do it in a way that still brings joy to our audiences. We give ourselves joy. I think that helps a lot of things.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Merci tout le monde. Amitié.
Hello. Nous allons jouer un morceau qui s'appelle Mogolu, c'est le nouveau single qui vient de sortir.
Mogolu, ça parle des voyages, ça parle des gens, ça parle des rencontres.
Mogolu, si nous sommes là aujourd'hui, c'est parce qu'on a voyagé.
Have things improved for you since you were younger in Mali in terms of access to technology and education?
It changed a lot, in fact.
It changed a lot, actually. First of all, the attitude toward disabled people by the public and by parents. But we escaped that.
That's true.
We had parents that loved us, who adored us, who did everything to put us in the best conditions. But outside of that, we also had true, reliable friends.
Yes, that's true, that's true.
Friends who took us everywhere we wanted to go and went around with us all the time, so we weren't marginalized.
No, not at all.
So now, when the Institute was created, that's what really changed people's general attitude, because they started to see that disabled people could go to school, they could write, could do a lot of things.
Yeah, there were workshops. They worked a lot. I was a student there, learning Braille. Amadou and I met there, and we helped each other. But before Amadou came, I was composing all of the songs for the Institute for the Young Blind. We also created a band. There were blind folks. There were folks with sight. The band was called Eclipse. We did theater. People really loved it. It was great back in the day, really.
Now it's better because the circle is bigger. So we don't just talk about problems faced by the sightless. Now we talk about problems of society. We sing of love, we sing of peace, and we shake the concert halls around the world so that everyone knows us and no one forgets our blindness.
Oh, yes, this is true.
So that was our primary objective, to be useful in society.
Yes, yes, yes.
And to do what we can at our level.
Your new album, La Vie est Belle, drops September 6th. What is special about this album? Is it Afropop? Any special collaborations?
It's an album, like you said, a mixed album that's coming out September 6th. It is, as they say in English, a best of. In these best ofs, they are the best in terms of music and also the best in terms of collaborations with people who have sung with us. It's an opportunity to bring them back to the stage in view of launching a new album that's eventually coming out next year. Certain collaborators, and there are other new songs too that are in there, like La Vie est Belle, Mogulu.
What do you like most about performing on stage?
For me, what I love the most about being on stage is hearing people applauding and singing with us. When I hear a lot of noise, that energizes me to sing. I really love that. I love that so much. I really love applause. It gives me so much energy. If the room is full, that energizes me too. I love that.
Yes, same here. And from a different angle, when we get on stage, we already hear people. But before we start singing, we always ask, how is everybody doing? Either in French or English. And we can tell by the response if the house is full.
Do you feel good?
Are you okay?
Amadou et Myriam, merci. Aunice, Aunice.
Aunice, Aderani, merci. Aunice,
Amin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming. Merci. Bye-bye. Ciao. See you next time. À la prochaine. À Kambé.
I really enjoyed that conversation with Amadou and Mariam, recorded when they met up with Heather Maxwell. They're such an inspirational couple who prove that there are really no barriers to achieving your goals in life. I can't wait to hear their entire new album, which is officially out on the 6th of September. So let's look out for it across all these music streaming platforms when it officially drops. I'm Bill Ojidi on Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. And let's return to Nairobi, because this young man whom you're about to meet has taken the music scene here by absolute Storm. He's just 28 and has recently released his debut album, The Motions. In fact, that was last week. He had a huge concert here in Nairobi to launch the album. And I caught up with him straight after that to hear so much more about his young career, the making of the album, and how he intends to stamp his authority across Africa and the world.
Welcome, guys. My name is Charisma, a.k.a. Luya Heat. I'm a singer, songwriter, performer from Nairobi, Kenya. Just someone who loves the arts, who loves the music, someone who loves being a creative also.
Why the stage name Charisma? I mean, just for interest.
My official names are Fidel Eli Shama Omusula. Charisma because when I was in high school and coming out of high school, people used to say, you have so much charisma, you just move crowds, you get into a room and people gravitate towards you. And a boy of mine just started calling me Charisma for a while. And then, you know how when a name starts, one person starts something and then it becomes something everyone decides they will use? That's just how it started, and I was like, okay, it's fine then. Okay, Charisma. And I liked it, and I was like, cool.
Congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much.
I've listened to the tracks four, five, six times.
Yes, thank you.
And it's got so much depth. The maker of the music, how do you feel about the outcome of the whole project?
You know, I was talking to a couple of friends a couple of days ago, and I was saying, like, a lot of times when I make music, I struggle with listening to my music after I've released it, because most of the times, as an artist, you've listened to the song so much while they're in studio. Yeah, mm-hmm. But for this particular album, even right now, a couple of weeks after, like 2-3 weeks after, I'm still bumping to the tracks as if they're not my songs.
Wow.
Like, I'm really jamming to the songs. In my car, it's the only thing that's playing.
Yeah, let's pick a track from the album to give listeners a flavor of what the music sounds like. What shall we go with first?
I think let's start with the first song. I love the ballady vibe of Let You Know.
My angel in disguise, sent from heaven just to give my broken heart another chance. When ni malaika wangu, every single time you are away, my heart forgets just how to be. And maybe I should let you know, even if the earth should fly away, I'd find a way to you. Maybe I should let you know, every single night I ask the Lord to keep you safe.
Let You Know, that's Charisma. It's song one on the album, yes. Emotions, as I was saying, grown-up song, romantic ballad,
yes,
heartfelt lyrics.
Yeah. I can tell that he has gone through the project properly. Now, listen, so it's so funny that you say grown-up music. And when I was writing this song, what I was thinking about is when I was younger, like much, much younger.
I mean, you're not even 30 years.
Yeah. But so I mean like younger,
back to your
for the teenage years, you know. How when you're getting into relationships, I don't want to say everyone because I don't know what everyone is like, but for me, when I was getting into relationships for the first time or kind of putting my foot into those waters, I was very innocent, you know. Like, I believed this girl that I'll meet will love each other forever. She'll be the love of my life from day one. You know, I believed in those fairy tale things from meeting a girl at 16 or at 15, and then we become the love of each other's lives. So everything was very... And that's why it's song one on the album, where I felt like I was just a young, innocent boy. Pure vibes. I wanted to love. So that's what Let You Know was about. So the journey starts there.
Charisma from his new album, The Motions.
Yeah.
What are we picking? What's the second song that we're going to pick on the album?
I think we should go with the song, because we mentioned Uriah. Let's go Omale with Costa and Uriah.
such a strong collaboration.
Thank you, man.
Two excellent vocalists. Yes. You three are a match because you got fantastic
Thank you.
Voices.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, so Charisma, yes. The album is called The Motions. 2024 album, 10 yes. fantastic songs. Yes. Let's go back to The Motions. Yeah. What song are we playing from The Motions next year?
Oh, man. I'm feeling like let's show the people the sad side of love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is with Ben Soul.
Ben Soul,
right?
Yeah. My brother from another mother.
Lotte Mama. It reminds me of that Sauti Soul song, isn't it?
Yeah, Nenda Lotte Mama.
Ben Soul joining Charisma on Trust Issues. That's down tempo. Really interesting. Yeah. What's the mood going on in that song?
Yeah. So for Trust Issues, it's just everyone has been, or rather most people have been in the situation where your partner just doesn't trust you. Like regardless of how real you're being with them and how much truth you're telling them, they're just like, no, man, I don't believe you. You're out with other girls. It's just about people in relationships and how people don't trust each other. And it takes a toll on a lot of relationships, I believe. So I was just speaking from real life experiences. Ben Soul gave a different perspective. My perspective was about how the girl doesn't trust me. And Mansoul's perspective was about how he doesn't trust the girl, because it's a real thing in our generation.
How do you describe the style of music? And I don't just mean putting the music in a box, but rather describing the different elements that make up the sound, the style of the music.
So there's something new we're doing. We have a new group. It's called the Kodong Clan. It has myself, Mansoul, Okello Max, Costa Ojuang, Watenda Willie, that's Israel Onyache and Yoya Tajiri, and Mordecai from Heart the Band. And we have a new sound. We have a new name for our sound. It's called Urban Banger.
Urban Banger.
Banger. It's pop, it's African elements, predominantly Kenyan elements, rumba, the bangers, all that kind of stuff, and just putting an urban twist to it, you know. It's not very defined, it's not in the sense like that it's banger, so we are going with banger, but no. It's African elements, fusions, and all those kinds of things, just in an urban way. Something that the young guys can relate to, something that Kenyans can relate to as a sound. And so it's Urban Banger, man. It's just beautiful, flowing music.
I like that brand.
Yes.
Urban Banger. Yeah. Let's play some music,
let's play,
you know.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. What shall we play?
Let's play Weavy.
Whatever them say, now it don't matter. Tryna blow us thin, see them eyes them green, cause they envy we. Give them a shot, pin na mukongo. What you could say, kulia kushoto. Do any queen na chafu wasi, nuki dansu na wachanganya. Let's take it slow, to ringa kitoko. To see your cup at your mafoto. Oh no, oh no. Hadi wa shikwe na fo.
Bill Odidi. I've been enjoying the company and the wonderful music of an exceptional singer, songwriter, performer, producer from Nairobi, Kenya. The one is called Charisma. His debut album is titled The Motions. All that remains for me to do is to thank you so much,
thank you,
Charisma, because you've taken the time to come to the studio. We take none of that for granted, and we're so honored by your company.
Thank you. I also appreciate the invite. I don't take it for granted at all, man. Thank you so much for the support, for listening to the album, for sharing the album. I appreciate you guys so, so much.
Another day, another crisis. Keyboard warriors still typing. Many lovers, siku hizi spendi fighting. Na maheta hawa wezi ntowa timing. Na hata wakinita guide, I know my baby will be by me. Na wakini seti kwa IG, dawa ya watiaji huwanga silence. Niko shere mina vibe, na nyimu nani analyze. Uwa wonder why, me I'm just tryna catch a wine. Shukulika na your life. Niko shere mina vibe, na nyimu nani analyze. Uwa wonder why, I'm just tryna catch a wine. Weshukulika na your life. Cheki zangu zimenai. Don't you disrespect my lover. Pesa haikosi, madem wana nitanga kiongozi. Vile mimi utesanga Nairobi. Sele, sele, zimeripoti. Chini, chini tuko kwa magoti. Aki wewe, wewe psi nirekoti. Kesho nipate mesha niposti. Niko shere mina vibe, na nyimu nani analyze. Uwa wonder why, me I'm just tryna catch a wine. We shugulika na your life. Niko shere mina vibe, na nyimu nani analyze. I'm just trying to catch a wine. We shukulika na your life. Cheki zangu zimenai. Don't you disrespect my lover. Tonight I don't want no drama. Chamber dongine wana hero gasi anda.
Wow, I can't believe that the time has just flown by, which means we've had so much fun here on Music Time in Africa. Thank you to the team and to our guests, that wonderful couple, Amadou and Mariam from Mali. I hope they keep making beautiful music as they've done through the years. The new kid on the block from here in Nairobi is Charisma. It was great speaking to him. And thanks again, Heather Maxwell, for giving me this opportunity to guest present the show that you host so amazingly every week. Thank you, Heather. Above all, thank you, wherever in the world you are, for listening. This show broadcasts live on Shortwave and Select FM stations every Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. From me, Bill Odidi, I wish you nothing but love and happiness. Goodbye.